welcome to our recap of The Walking Dead Season 5, Episode 8, Coda.
And this is the mid-season finale for this season, so it was a doozy.
Yeah.
So lots to talk about, lots of feelings to work through. So if you haven't watched it, spoiler alert, we're gonna tell you what happened. So.
I'm glad you're telling them now.
Exactly.
So anyway, all right, here we go.
Here we go. Here's our Walking Dead recap.
Alright, our Walking Dead recap is our episode 58. This is A Gal and a Gay. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us. Still processing.
I know, right?
The emotions.
Well,
it doesn't really sunk in, I think.
I know.
Still a little shocked.
Well, I mean, before this episode, we kind of talked about our top two of who...
We knew someone was going to die.
Yeah.
There was just too many clues there to know that they were, that someone was not going to die.
I hate that this is getting to be predictable.
I know, right?
It's like...
I mean, the fact that it's a mid-season finale, that's... There's going to be something big happen there. But then on The Talking Dead, they have a special guest who they're not telling you who it's going to be.
Right.
And Robert Kirkman's on, so that means it's a big one. That means something big's happening. And every time they have a special guest they don't reveal, that means it's somebody who died.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the thought. But, I mean, it was not who both you and I... We're fearing it was going to be, really, which was Carol.
Right.
I'm so glad it wasn't Carol.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
They had that episode, two episodes back, where it's
I know.
They filled in the blanks where Carol was, where she was. I'm like...
I know.
That's why it
made so much sense to think, oh my God, Carol's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't. It was Beth, which is still very sad. I really liked Beth, and I think... She's grown into a great character, so it is still sad that she's
gone. Beth the badass.
Yeah, you know? So.
Well, and I mean, here's another thing. She did it to herself.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she went and attacked, which I would have done.
Yeah.
Too.
I mean, She was trying to help Noah and trying to get back at Dawn, and just kind of shit just went... Sour really quickly.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
But yeah, I thought it was either going to be Beth, Carol, or Tyrese.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Especially there for a second, it was Tyrese letting Sasha know what he did. So it's like, here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Yep.
Filling in the blanks.
I really like Tyrese, but he's been so like, I don't know. I wish they would do more with him.
Right.
They just make him seem like, this season.
Yeah.
Because he's afraid to do anything. Or,
I know.
You know, stand up to anybody or, you know. Mm. And I get that. I mean, I guess I get that, but I'm also a bit like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. All right, let's start at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
What was the beginning? I don't even remember now.
The beginning was where there were cuts of... That the one police officer trying to get out of his...
Oh, yeah!
And then
right.
Rick running.
Yeah.
And then, yeah,
Rick
I was...
Rick got in the cop car, chasing down the guy who got away. Tells him, you know, stop running.
Right.
Guy doesn't stop.
Did you think Rick was going to run over him?
I was hoping he would. I didn't really expect him to do it, but he did.
He did.
Totally nailed him with the car, knocked him over.
Well, this is a new Rick.
This is a new rank, it is.
He's not messing around.
No, I mean, so much has happened to push him to this point that, you know, he's not messing around. He's got no time to be wishy-washy about what to do, you know? He's like, this guy wasn't listening, you know? And so Rick ran into him, knocked him down, and then he shot him.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't having it, so...
Well, and obviously, it kind of seems like these people... haven't run into a group of people our gang.
Well, that's the thing, is that they've all been inside this hospital since the beginning, so
right.
They really haven't been exposed to what's happened to Rick's gang to make them this way, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's just a different mentality. They've all gone through somewhat different...
Well, and they've always been in control.
Yeah.
So, you know, these cops, I guess you can call them... Yeah, they have always been in control.
Mm-hmm.
They they're the ones that have been out with the Rotters. They've been finding people in situations where they need their help.
Uh-huh.
Now they've run into a group of people who
need their help,
right,
for sure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Who
so,
help themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's, yeah. It was pretty, again, Rick's turned into such a badass, and I really like, I kind of like Ruthless Rick.
I do too.
You know?
I have a feeling, though, it's going to come back to get it.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
Like, he's
going to
make the wrong decision.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I thought, at that point, I'm like, oh, he's going to be the reason that somebody dies.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't.
No.
It wasn't at all.
Yeah.
He made the right decision. Just, you know. But I don't, we'll get to the end again, but I wonder what would have happened.
Yeah.
More toward the end. But anyway, I thought because those walkers were behind, because Rick runs the guy over,
mm-hmm.
the guy thinks he broke his back,
mm-hmm.
I thought, he's just going to leave him for the
zombies. I know, I did too.
Because it's like, turn him into a zombie,
yeah.
whatever. But then he shot him.
I mean, I guess the more humane thing is just to shoot him instead of letting walkers eat you, so.
Right.
I guess that's the nicer thing. I don't mm-hmm. know. But yeah, it was strong start to the episode.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I think we cut to.
Is this when you're in the church?
The church.
Probably.
Right? Yeah.
Is this when you're in the church? Yes. This is Gabriel walking around.
Yeah.
So Gabriel, you know, he dug himself out of the church last episode. Now he's wandered through the forest, and he's wandered over to the school where the Terminus folks had been camping out, and is looking around.
And you spotted it.
Yeah, I did.
Before they actually went in for a tight shot of.
So it's like, oh, this is where the Terminus folks were, and I was like, oh, that's Bob's leg, isn't it? Yeah, Bob's leg still sitting, half eaten,
maggots
on the little fire pit that they had fashioned. It was really gross. And then we got a nice close-up of it.
Right. And they really did go in for a really close.
They really did.
Close
shot. Sat on that leg for a long time.
Yeah.
With the maggots, it was really gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Because it only had been like a day or two, so.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That it hasn't been that long since the, yeah, since all that went down, you forget that. But yeah,
right.
Right, so.
I want to know, and I'm sure there's an article or something out there that shows how long it's actually been since the start of the show in real time.
In real time,
because I was thinking
yeah.
of decorating for Christmas today. I was like, I mean, they are in the South, so it's kind of hard to judge
yeah, it's hard
the
to,
weather.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just like, where's the Christmas episode of Walking Dead?
Where is the Christmas
episode? You know, Santa's got to make it.
I mean,
appearance.
Come on. People still got to, like, you know, get in the Christmas spirit.
Right.
Get a little Charlie Brown tree out in the forest.
That's something I would like to see. Like, I mean, depressing.
Depressing,
but,
yes. But, you know, still kind of
yeah.
holding on to those things. Yeah. I would
right.
totally love a Christmas episode.
Mm-hmm.
Walking Dead. I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, I just
right.
I'll have
it's
to look
been
that
supposed
up.
To be at least a couple of years, right? So,
right.
I don't know. It's a good question.
I did go back and watch the first couple of episodes from the very, very beginning.
It's crazy how different it is, right?
Oh my gosh!
And they really the zombies
and I saw
too.
Morgan, and Sam,
yeah,
yeah. So
yeah,
I'm like,
see,
all right,
yeah.
I'm all back.
Remember? Yeah, see, yeah. He was big in the first season,
yeah.
So yeah.
But yeah, totally different.
Yeah, the zombies too are much better now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's crazy to go back and watch it, and
yeah.
how it was and what it is now. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's completely different. Yeah. So anyway, Gabriel is at the church meandering around, and then the school, and the zombies inside the school break out and they start chasing.
After
him.
He threw Bob's leg, though.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I'm like, oh, it cracked the window. That's what it did.
No.
But yeah,
he
then
got real
upset because like,
he saw Bob's leg and he's real upset about the world and whatnot. I don't know. I'm really over Gabriel.
No, me too.
I feel like he's worthless. I don't know why we're keeping him around.
Right.
But, and then he. The zombies get out of the school. They chase him through the graveyard over back to the church. And so now there's a horde of zombies swarming the church where Michonne and Carl and Judith are holed up. And, of course, you know, Gabriel's like, hey, guys, let me in. Sorry, a bunch of zombies out here. Sorry. And then they, of course, let him in. And the zombies, and it's just like, dude, you could have killed them. Like,
right.
Why are we keeping him here?
Well, and then you have Michonne kicking ass with
yeah.
Judith. Like,
I have to say, it was pretty funny if you were watching the baby on her back. It was really funny. Because she's like whipping around with her swords.
It's like, you're going to get the baby. What?
Judith is just having a ride right now.
Yeah. Wow.
Not a very convincing baby on the back, I would have to say.
No.
No. It was kind of funny, though. Because it was like, where's Judith? She's like, oh, she's on Michonne's back.
She's on her back. Yeah, that was kind of weird.
It was kind of weird, but funny. But yeah. I mean, they make it, I mean, everything's okay. They none of them die, but it's just like, come on, Gabriel, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're useless. And then...
He really is useless.
He really is.
He's so useless.
He doesn't fight. Like,
he's like Eugene, sort of.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean...
You know? Yeah.
Now we have two.
Two Eugenes.
Well, and then if you think Tyrese is sort of useless as
well. Yeah, Tyrese will fight off walkers, though.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
He won't kill humans, no matter what, but he will kill walkers. These guys rarely even kill walkers, you know? They're hesitant, at least, especially Gabriel, so it's like, I don't know. This is when Abraham and the rest of the group comes rolling up in the fire engine, so they've made their way back. And meet up with the rest of the group and everything, and everybody's alive in their group. And this is when we find out that Glenn and them's like, hey, where's everybody else? And they're like, oh, yeah, hey, Beth's alive. And Maggie's like, oh, yeah, my sister.
Seriously.
This is the first time we've heard Maggie breathe a mention of Beth.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, she already knew that she was... alive. I mean, Daryl said I was with her. Like, obviously,
yeah, I don't.
She's out there someplace. But why Maggie was just not concerned with, with Beth this whole time. Like,
I know.
Here's the thing. With obviously, we all know because you've watched it. Hopefully,
yeah.
The end of the show tonight.
Yeah.
If we would have just got at least.
I know.
One. At least
I agree.
One mention.
Yep. Yep.
Like, when Glenn and Maggie were on the bus before it rolled over,
immediately rolled over. As soon as they left the church.
Because of fucking glass in the gas tank. It makes no sense. But anyway, it's just like, if we could have got at least one little mention from her saying, you know, we're on our way to D.C., I really feel bad.
I don't know where Beth is.
Like,
exactly.
I hope she's still out there. Uh-huh. Hopefully they'll find her. But, you know, I feel maybe we did the right thing or we had to do this or whatever. That's all I wanted.
I know. Yeah, you and I were talking after, you know, like that scene would have been so much more impactful after Daryl's bringing out Beth's body from the hospital. Maggie sees it. It's like that scene would have been better if we thought for an instant, like if Maggie had shown a care about Beth at all this season, which is I don't get it. I feel like it's a big oversight that they're trying to make up for now, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and the thing is, if we had heard it in this episode before the end, I would have known right then and there Beth was dying.
That's true.
So I'm glad it didn't happen this episode.
Yeah.
But it's like a couple episodes back.
Yeah.
Like,
even just
you could have thrown something
mentioned,
in.
Yeah, indeed, a line just about, I hope Beth's okay, or, you know, it would have made that moment even more heart-wrenching. But it didn't. I felt worse for Daryl after Beth died than I did for Maggie.
Right.
You know, so I don't understand why.
Mm.
Anyway, so now the DC folks... And Michonne and the rest of them they're linked up again, and now they're heading to Atlanta to go help them rescue Carol and Beth from the hospital. That's what their plan is. So, I don't understand. I don't know. Even as an actor being met, I mean, wouldn't you speak up and be like, hey, guys, you know, I haven't really talked about Beth much this season.
Right.
Like, I know we got other things going on, but I feel like maybe we should set a line in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the past, I've been really about my sister, and this season, I'm really not.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's so weird.
Well, and also, what kind of sucks about Beth, I mean, she hasn't interacted with any of the original, any of the survivors, even including Daryl, except for that last little bit. this whole season.
You're right. I know. Which is sad.
I think it would have been a little bit more heart-wrenching if Maggie had been there.
Yes.
To watch it.
Yeah.
Well, just to watch Beth, like...
Yeah.
Gung, like...
Yeah.
I'm going to stick it to this person because she is an awful person.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Even if Daryl did the deed, at least have Maggie react or whatever. Yeah. I mean, that would have...
I think that would have been much more impactful, too.
Yeah.
Much more heart-wrenching. To see Maggie there and think, I finally got my sister back, and then mm-hmm. she dies an instant later. So, yeah. I agree. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, at least have them have a quick reunion,
mm-hmm.
and then that.
Yeah,
then
exactly.
Right there.
Exactly. And then I would have felt 10 times
oh,
worse,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know.
But... Alright, so we're Gabriel, DC, they're going to help. So Gabriel's just so useless.
He's so useless. So useless.
So useless. So then we cut back to Rick, and then they've set up a plan. You have Sasha and Tyrese and Daryl up top of
mm-hmm.
this parking structure, and they know where these cops are going to drive in
mm-hmm.
and all this stuff. And, you knew nothing was going to go wrong.
No.
They had the upper hand.
Yeah, they had the upper hand. Exactly.
Rick's in charge.
Yeah.
They have a plan. We don't know exactly what it is,
but
we know it's...
Yeah, and so, I mean, they're telling the two other cops that they have held hostage that, you know, Rick tells them about, you know, what happened to their buddy, and the other cops are like, okay, well, we'll stick to the story that he got eaten by rotters, as they call it, and they say, we'll stick to this plan.
Which they did the whole time.
Yes, they did. I know,
I
thought there at the end that they were going to be like, no, he's lying, he fucking killed what his
now
name
go
is.
Now go out
yeah.
and kill them all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, their whole plan is to exchange these two hostages for Carol and Beth. And so that's what this point is. They radio in and Rick makes contact with these other cops and tells them the plan. And, you know, so they get it all worked out.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do this whole exchange thing. So
when we skipped over the part where Beth and Dawn,
mm-hmm.
there was a confrontation with that other officer.
Mm-hmm.
And he attacks Dawn. I mean, she... kicked his ass. I mean,
yeah.
it was...
Oh, yeah. It was a
wow.
struggle. Yeah, exactly.
But
so,
then Beth actually killed him.
Yeah, so... I guess... This other cop heard Dawn and Beth over talking...
He overheard them talking
about... whatever happened to the creepy cop and stuff
mm-hmm.
with the jar. And he tried to rape her. Which... That whole thing where she was like, you killed that cop or whatever.
Yeah,
and she's
like... What?
He was trying to rape her. Like,
right.
she had every right to kill him. She
right.
wasn't doing it out of the cold blood anyway.
Yeah.
So, this cop's like...
All those cops are awful.
They're all terrible cops, exactly. So, they have this whole conversation, and shit goes down, and Beth ends up pushing the cop guy down the elevator shaft, so...
I knew someone was going down that
yeah.
elevator
yeah.
shaft.
Oh, yeah. No way.
I thought it would
yeah.
be Beth.
I was afraid it would be Beth. Or
Especially
Don, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of Don? What did you think of Don? I really didn't... like her.
I didn't
either. I didn't hate her, but you know, I don't know. I just I felt so confused about her character sometimes. Like, am I supposed to like her? Is she good? Is she bad? I don't
mm-hmm.
really get it. Am I supposed to feel sorry for her? So, I don't know. There was just something about Don I didn't
right.
really get, I guess. It was just me.
I know, like, part of me was like, so, she's using Beth.
Yeah.
She's not using Beth.
Yeah.
It's like...
Right?
You need someone on your side because, you know, she did something for Beth, knowing that Beth knew Carol.
Uh-huh, yes.
She recognized
uh-huh.
that. But it was just like, it was kind of weird because
right.
I feel like, why does Dawn need Beth?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously Beth proved that she was a badass,
mm-hmm.
and Dawn recognized that, but she doesn't have weapons.
Yeah.
She doesn't have, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe Dawn saw something in Beth. Like, well, maybe I can trust her, you know, she,
mm-hmm.
and that, I can't remember the cop's name, but the guy that attacked Beth.
Yeah.
He was an asshole.
Yeah, he was an asshole for sure.
So, yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't dislike the Dawn character. I just didn't.
Right.
I didn't connect
with
her.
And there at the end, it was like, I think she really felt bad.
Yeah, I think she didn't mean to kill Beth. I really don't think she did. I think she just did it by reflex, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, because her face seemed genuinely like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. So, yeah, I don't know. I just,
yeah.
I'm not sad she's gone. I didn't.
Right. But she still made Beth do her dirty work.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, so, I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah. So when that exchange was going out, and then they have another scene when they were near by Carol's bed, and and then Carol wakes up, and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
It's gonna be Carol. It's gonna be Carol.
I know. I was so nervous that it was gonna be Carol who dies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like we were talking before, it's like there are only a couple original cast members left.
I know, exactly.
I mean, obviously, they're not all going to survive to the to the very end. But come on.
You gotta keep some of the...
Right.
You gotta...
Right.
And it's just... I would have been so mad. I mean, given what they've done with Carol this season alone, just to kill her, like, I would have been so upset. I would have been so upset.
But, I mean, and there are already several strong female characters on this show, but...
Yeah.
Ugh, get rid of Carol after all she's been through.
I know.
But...
She's badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
So what did you think when they're doing the exchange and it moved quickly?
Yeah.
At that point.
I was completely nervous through this whole scene.
Yeah.
Because I just knew it was so tense and and everything that you just know something's gonna go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I thought for sure they were going to I thought for sure they were gonna be like, they'll let them take Carol. But when they try to get Beth, they're going to turn on him and try to shoot him and stuff.
Right.
But, you know.
Well, we saw that Beth put the scissors down her cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, something's going to happen there. One way or another. But I didn't think it was going to go down like it did.
No.
But yeah, once they got... Carol went first.
Uh-huh.
And then they switched everyone over. And again, like you said, I kind of thought at that point we're going to hear them say, no, he wasn't killed by the Rotters. They ran him down, killed him, whatever. But then after they didn't say anything, and it was actually sort of going to be smooth sailing, I'm like, oh, they hate Dawn. Like, they're all...
Yeah.
They were telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were telling Rick and the gang, like...
Yeah. Yeah.
They want her gone.
They want her gone. Yeah.
But the thing is, it's like, what was she do? Was it just that she was allowing some of the cops to take advantage of some of the
yeah, I guess it was just the way she was choosing to do things, I guess. That's what I'm assuming. And she killed their former captain or whatever.
Right.
We heard that whole story. And so maybe that's part of it, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
People just didn't like Dawn as a leader. And so they weren't...
Right. But still, it's like, I don't know. I didn't... At that point, why couldn't they have just...
Why didn't they just leave?
Yeah, like, why didn't they just leave?
Yeah. But then this is when, after they've exchanged Carol and Beth, they're about to leave. And then Dom's like, oh, hey, I need Noah, too. And they're like, what?
Well, at that point, she was just trying to show that she was still in charge to these cops that look...
Yeah.
I'm calling this guy. These people are going to come in here and make these demands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still calling the shots, and that's when Beth was like, "I get it now."
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know.
So yeah, so they try to. They want Noah. They argue, but the Noah eventually is like, "Okay, look, I'll go. I don't want to. You know, I don't want this to cause any trouble." And this is when Beth steps in and she hugs Noah, and then she goes to talk to Dawn and then stabs her with the little scissors. And then Dawn shoots her in the head. Yeah.
God, why didn't Beth, like, go for the...
I know! I think she tried, but she missed, and she just got her, like...
Yeah.
I don't even know if she punctured anything. Went into
her
uniform.
Vest. Yeah.
It was so sad.
And I didn't know what happened.
It was crazy.
It was fast.
It was fast. It was. So, Beth stabbed Don. Don then immediately shot Beth through the head. Mm. And then you see Don panic for a moment, her face. And then Daryl,
obviously Rick
upset, Daryl shoots Don in the head. And that's what happened.
Mm.
And then they call, you know, everything. The other cops are like, okay, let's stop this. You know, it's over, it's done. So, yeah, it was just... Daryl was probably the best. I mean, I can't handle when Daryl's crying, and it's so sad. I felt really, really bad for him. And all of them, I mean, Rick and Carol, they were all really upset about it, obviously. So, yeah. Yeah, very sad.
But then you recognize, I mean, again, right at that point, you recognize after they kill her, her people do nothing. Like, they're
yeah,
like,
they have nothing. Yeah.
Good, go.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, get out of here. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. They're not trying to fight back or anything. Yeah, so. Mm. Yeah.
I am surprised the doctor didn't go with them.
I know.
Because Rick's like, look,
yeah,
guys,
that's
we're not
why he
staying
said,
here.
You know, you don't have to stay here. We're not staying here. If you want to come with us, come with us. And nobody, I guess nobody
Mm-mm.
volunteered, but. Mm.
But I thought the doc would, because they built him up to be...
But I want... I mean, maybe it's because... I mean, they
she
know,
was his... You
yeah.
know, she was going to kill him, so...
Yeah, and they were... He's safe there. I mean, that's, you know...
Right.
He's never... He hasn't had to, like, really fight like they have, so...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's all you know, and you don't really want to...
Yeah.
Get out of that, so...
And maybe if he thinks there's a new regime, it
mm-hmm.
really
yeah,
won't matter too
better.
Much.
Yeah, so... So do you think we're done with the hospital? It's the last we're going to see?
I think so.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Or unless we see the doctor come back again
mm-hmm.
or, you know, go out to find them or whatever. I do kind of think that we're done with the hospital.
I think we're done with it. Yeah. I feel like we're probably going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think so. So.
And we do see that Noah is with the group.
Yeah.
Now.
Which is good. I really like Noah's character. I like the actor who plays him, so I'm excited that he's going to be part of the group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be nice to see what happens with him.
And what he kind of brings to the group.
Yeah.
But I really saw something with him and Beth.
I know! It's just so sad. I thought they'd be good friends. I don't know about a romantic thing, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, very, very sad.
When she hugged him, I thought she was going to hand him the scissors.
Yeah. That's what I kind of thought.
I was like, oh, she's like, well, if you're going back in.
Yeah.
Here, or here, if you want to take care of her,
mm-hmm.
do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. It's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and then one of the last scenes is the group in the fire engine or whatever, they roll up into Atlanta, they're at the hospital, and then the rest of them come out, Carol and Rick and all of them, and then Daryl comes out carrying Beth's body, and Maggie freaks out, blah, blah, blah,
mm.
so just very sad, but again, would have been much more impactful
right.
If
there'd been some kind of conversation about Beth.
I know.
Sometime.
I know.
And over the last 6 episodes.
Yeah, I agree. So.
Hmm.
And then we got another Morgan teaser.
I don't know what the
which
heck
again,
this is about.
I like Morgan, and I'm excited to see what happens with him. But also, I don't understand why we keep getting these teasers.
Right.
Why?
Now the first one right out of the gate.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
I felt like okay, that's going to set up the second half of the season because
uh-huh.
we didn't see him for a couple episodes. I'm like, okay, we all know he's out there. He's going to come. You know,
mm-hmm.
he's going to show up at the right time. And granted, he doesn't know it's Rick.
Yeah, he just figured
out
it's Rick, which is nice. Now he realizes the group that he's been kind of trailing is
mm-hmm.
Rick's group, so that's
yeah.
cool. Yeah.
But still, it's like, I don't
yeah.
get why they're doing this. I
exactly.
mean, maybe it's a new way they're trying to tell a story,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, the first one was cool.
Yeah.
Because like,
agree.
All right,
yeah.
we know it's Morgan, we
mm-hmm.
know he's out there. Awesome.
Yeah.
Now it's like,
6 episodes we haven't heard a peep about him.
Right.
Yeah.
Or is this going to be a thing now? We're not going to see him till this season finale.
That's what I'm like. Are we going to see him at all next in the half
right.
next half of the season? Or is this just something that's teasing until next season? Which would just be...
Well, but it kind of seems like he's really caught up pretty quickly with the group.
Yeah.
But they're now in Atlanta.
Yeah, they are in Atlanta, so...
So it's
I
like...
I wonder. Well, I wonder, because he found that...
the map.
He found the map to D.C. They're not going to D.C. anymore, but I imagine they're still going to keep going that way. I think they're going to Richmond. That's what I've heard theories that there people are thinking they're going to go to Richmond or Alexandria or whatever. So they're going to, I think they're going to go that way, but maybe, I don't know. So maybe he's going to go towards DC and he'll find them along that path.
Yeah.
Is my thought, maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
But now he is caught up with them.
Yes.
For the most part.
Yes.
I mean, what we saw tonight didn't really tell us.
How long after.
Yeah,
that's true.
But it seemed like those walkers had been,
mm-hmm.
they weren't as fresh as they probably, you know, maybe it's been a couple days or whatever.
That's true.
But.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see if he's going to be a full-fledged member of the group or
mm-hmm.
is he going to be a bad guy?
I don't think he's going to be a bad guy.
I don't think so either. But
because he's been a good guy for the most part. But I mean, he was, especially in the first season he was, and then a couple of seasons ago when we saw him, he was kind of crazy, but he was still a good guy. And
yeah.
So,
unless, I mean, would he blame Rick for his son's death?
No, because, I mean, his son had died far behind before Rick met up with him again.
Oh, I don't even remember the last time that he met up with him, so.
Yeah, by the time Rick had seen him again, his son had died, and so that's why he was kind of crazy, because his son had died. So I don't think he's going to blame anybody for his son's death.
Oh, okay.
So, right. Yeah. That's what makes me think that Morgan has gotten his bearings straight and is now, you know, just out there. But meeting up with Rick is probably a good thing. So I don't know.
So what did you think of the, we know where we're at. We kind of know where they're not going back to the church.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving
done
on.
With the church, done with the hospital.
So I guess now is,
they're
it kind of seems like they're back on the road.
They're on the back on the road, yeah.
And they're trying to find a place that they can.
Yeah.
Start.
See, and this is what makes me think they're going to Richmond, because that's where Noah's from. And Noah had said, you know, it's safe there. There's a place with walls around it, whatever. So maybe that's where they're going to go.
Okay.
They're going to Noah's going to take them to Richmond. So it's just a safe place to hang out till they figure out what to do or something. So, yeah. So what do you think the second half's going to happen? Do you think we're going to see Negan the second half?
I don't think so.
Not till the season finale.
Yeah. And again, I don't even know if he's part of that.
I don't know if he is either.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he is, I think, besides the governor, he's like the biggest of the bads. That's part of The Walking Dead. So, they think this is going to run 12 seasons at least. We're on season 5.
That's true.
Like, I think there's a point where, I mean, we're eventually seeing him, but I don't know if you use him this early. Like,
yeah, I know. But then what are they going to be doing? You know, like
building a community, probably.
Yeah.
And the problems that come along with that.
Do you think they're going to decide to go to D.C. anyway? Even though Eugene's
maybe
lies have been exposed, but maybe they'll go
anyway.
But
right, you never know.
You know, just to see.
Yeah.
What's happening in D.C.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could see another one of these. Let's find a place, stay there, and then go to D.C.
Yeah.
Or half the group goes to D.C.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like,
what I think. I don't
let's
think they're going to go straight to D.C., but I think they're going to go that route, but they'll stop along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just went trying to wonder what the what the threat is going to be, or the danger, besides the walkers, but, you know.
Yeah. And I still want to see what happens when it's winter time out.
I know.
I mean, it's got to be winter sooner or later. I mean, this is... In D.C.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. We always seem to skip over winter.
I know.
Yeah, right? So.
Winter's weird.
Yeah.
How long do you think it is before Michonne and Rick hook up?
I don't know if I don't like this theory. I don't like it.
You don't?
No. But, you know, I listened to a different podcast, and I guess in the books, Michonne's pretty promiscuous, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, she sleeps around, which is hilarious and awesome, but, yeah, I don't know. But I don't see Michonne and Rick. I don't see them. I don't see that as a thing, no.
Yeah, I don't really either.
No.
It's
really gonna be too weird. I don't know.
Yeah, but she's kind of like a mother figure to Carl.
She is
Yeah,
she is. Absolutely.
So
makes
sense.
They are both very strong people, very, you know. I mean, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd want to put those two together, but I don't like the idea, so.
Hmm. Maybe. Well, and Abraham, we know, he needs some sort of...
He needs a mission. Yeah.
Maybe Michonne is his mission.
Just kidding. Oh my god, no way. Oh, no way. I feel like Michonne would shut that down. No way. Shoot it down. He says he's got Rosita now. Well, I guess they're on thin ice now, too.
They're on thin ice. Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. I can't believe we have to wait 2 months.
I know. This is... I hate this. 2 months.
2 months.
2 months. I know. Ugh. What are we going to do on Sundays now?
Well, the next month, there's no new TV. So.
I know. There's no new TV. I know. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, we guess we'll have to start watching other shows.
Right. I'm going to get caught up on a few things.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to finally get all caught up in Parks.
Good.
Because I've been dragging it out because I love it so much. And then Parenthood and Revenge. I'm getting caught up. I'm getting caught up.
Those are two that I really need to get caught up on, too.
Yep.
Yeah. You're right.
I need to get caught up.
I started watching Benched.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I really liked it. Yeah. I really like her. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I enjoy it. It's pretty funny. Yeah. I watched the first couple episodes today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good. All right, well, let us know what you think. I mean, obviously, we have 2 months to talk
about
this
2 months
series.
Yeah, exactly.
I am getting sort of caught up on The Walking Dead comic.
Yeah, are you?
So, I really like it. And, like, the latest episode, or the latest issue, very interesting things happen.
Mm.
And I'm like, I could totally see this happening in
the series.
Yeah, in the TV show series. Something that we've never seen before. Right? Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, yeah, there's still lots going on in the comic. There are not too many recognizable characters that we...
Do you reckon Michonne hook up in the books?
I think they do.
Do they? Yeah.
I think they do.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think they do. So, but it's weird because there's no Daryl.
I know, which is crazy. That there's
I'm
no
surprised
Daryl.
They haven't introduced him.
I know, right?
That's
he's
weird.
So, he's such a good character. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
So, anyway. All right, well, again, you can always tweet at us at A Gallon A Gay.
And you can Facebook us, A Gallon A Gay, or email us, agallonagay@gmail.com. So let us know what you think about the mid-season finale and everything, and what you think is going to happen next half of the season. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, I'd say the season's very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yes, very good. Every episode's got really strong moments, so
mm-hmm.
I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
So.
Just hard to sleep after this episode.
I know.
That's all I'll be thinking about. So,
okay, excellent. Well, that's it, guys. So, thanks for listening, and enjoy.
All right.
Until February.
Yeah, February 8th.
Yeah.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.